how they were sabotaging their success by misunderstanding and misinterpreting men. Likewise, by understanding women better, men were able to not only respect women, but broaden their perspective and gain valuable insight into being more productive while also improving the quality of life in the workplace. Women found the key to earning the respect of men without having to suppress their Venusian nature, and men learned to achieve greater success without having to work so hard. With this new insight, men achieve greater success with less effort by learning to create trust, thereby attracting support from the growing number of women in the workforce and in the consumer market. Men and women who could earn mutual respect and trust prospered more and experienced more personal fulfillment at home as well. They became role models and mentors for others. Once again, everyone lived happily ever after. Though this is just a story, it doesn't have to remain fiction. We all dream of a world in which there's respect, trust, justice, and prosperity. We want it for ourselves, our loved ones, and most importantly, we want it for our children. Every man today wants and deserves to achieve success without having to sacrifice a rich and fulfilling home life. Every woman wants and deserves the freedom to choose meaningful employment and to create financial independence without sacrificing a quality home life. This sounds idealistic, but it's something we can begin to achieve. No government legislation or administrative policy handed down from above can make men and women respect and trust each other more. Respect and trust in the work world must be and can only be earned. The historic increase in the number of women in the workplace presents an opportunity for making significant change. By gaining the respect of men, women have the power to influence the male-dominated work world to be better and more humane than it's ever been. The new insights revealed in Mars and Venus in the workplace provide a basis for accelerating the positive change already in progress. By making a few small but significant changes in the way they communicate with men in the office, women have already begun to experience the respect of men without having to suppress their Venusian relationship-oriented nature. As men's respect for women increases, the conditions of the workplace will change in ways that support a man's emerging need to be more relationship-oriented and to enjoy his life more. By bringing Mars and Venus together in the workplace, a new balance can be attained that will enrich all aspects of our lives. For both men and women, success in the workplace will support the possibility of a personally fulfilling home life as well. Speaking different languages. Nowhere in the workplace do our differences show up more dramatically than in the area of communication. Not only are men and women from different planets speaking different languages, but they don't realize it. They think they're speaking the same language. Although the words are the same, the meaning can be completely different. The same expression can easily have a different connotation or emotional emphasis. Misinterpretation is so common and consistent that eventually we develop limiting perspectives of each other. Task-oriented versus relationship-oriented communication. One of the major differences in communication is our emphasis on task versus relationship. On Mars, they use communication primarily to solve problems and get a task done, while on Venus, they use communication for other purposes as well. For men, communication in the workplace is primarily a way to convey content or information. But for women, it's much more. Communication on Venus is a way to solve problems, but it's also used to minimize stress and feel better, create emotional bonds to strengthen relationships, and as a means to stimulate creativity and discover new ideas. This simple distinction creates a lot of misunderstanding and misinterpretation between the sexes. As women understand this point, they begin to realize how they may be unknowingly losing the respect of men. As men understand this point, they can begin to understand how they may be losing the trust of women. It's essential for both men and women to understand how they may